producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, a little bit later in this episode, we'll be returning to the abduction phenomenon. This time, taking what I call a middle-of-the-road approach. The subject, it's been very contentious, of course, when we had Dr. David Jacobs on the Paracast a few weeks ago. Boy, that really stirred up a hornet's nest. So later today, we'll be talking to Kathleen Martin. She's a niece of Betty Hill. She investigates abductions with MUFON, and she's a hypnotherapist. So she is qualified to administer hypnosis, which unfortunately is not true about others. Now, from time to time here on the Paracast, and this is nothing new if you've read the writings of John Keel, you've heard this stuff, about this reflective factor in UFOs, in the UFO field, paranormal field, kind of attracting events your way, like to run is an invitation to be chased. And we were talking about, in connection with UFO research, the fact that some researchers will have a theory and then, just strangely, receive the evidence that inevitably confirms that theory, as if the phenomenon, whatever it is taking an active approach to verify their beliefs. Have you ever encountered that in your own work, Chris?
Well, you know, I have, but I admonish witnesses, and when people ask for, you know, sky watching tips, do's and don'ts, I always remind them that the phenomenon or phenomena, depending on the case, obviously, has a tendency to reflect the kind of emotional state that the witness or witnesses are in. And oftentimes, if people act out of a place of fear, they're given something to be afraid of. If they act out of a place of giddiness and wonder, somehow the phenomenon supplies something to even increase that elation. Oftentimes, if you rush towards an object, it'll rush towards you. If you pull away and start to go back, it'll pull away and go back. It'll mirror color changes. So there does tend to be almost like a mirror-like reflective quality. And I think it's important for people when they go out in the field to maintain a very steady, low-key, non-emotional, try to keep as even keeled as possible while out in the field. Number one, you're able to remember to do things like grab cameras, focus properly, make sure it's in record, that sort of thing. And it also tends to create more of a neutral, I think, feedback loop where you're not dealing with over-the-top elements that tend to make it more difficult to document a particular case or sighting. So, yes, I have encountered that also in haunted site investigation. Boy, if you're in a place of fear, somehow if there's something going on, you will be given stimuli to increase your fear. I can tell you from personal experience that has happened to me once.
Give an example of this reaction to fear.
Well, I was in the basement filming a psychic, actually a very good one, Amy Allen, and the two former tenants of the Sally House, and I had my back to whatever was coming up through the floor. There was some very cold, dark, powerful energy that I distinctly felt, and I felt it before anybody mentioned it, but I had my back to it because I was holding a camera shot on the faces of the three in front of me. I'll tell you, I never felt a feeling like this before. It was like a cold hand reached in my back and very slowly started to squeeze my heart. And if Amy hadn't said, "We need to get out of here right this second," if she hadn't said it right at that split second, I would have dashed out of there. So that gives you an idea. And in the more I fell into fear, the harder the squeezing got. So I'm not sure if that's a very good example. It's the only one I can give you where I actually know for a fact that I started to react from a deep place of fear. That's really unlike me. It's one of the maybe one or two times that I've ever actually been in a place of fear out in the field. I tend to be very, you know, circumspect.
You basically have to be cool.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, you're going to attract things. Now, once you get into that state of mind, though, there's no way to come out of it. You can't just meditate your way out of it or will yourself. You just basically have to get out of there. But then again, that may be attracting further problems.
Well, you can if it's a purely emotional or psychological response that you're finding yourself enacting. When it's a physical sensation like I described, it's virtually impossible to not be affected by it or impacted by the physical sensation of whatever it might be. So, you know, if it's just a purely emotional response that you're having or some sort of reaction to some sort of stimuli, if you're reacting internally emotionally, it's easier to keep an even keel with it as opposed to some sort of physical sensation.
Well, I know I haven't been put into too many situations where I had any fear. I think the only time I ever felt anything totally irrational was actually back in the 60s, late 60s, when my first wife, Geneva, and I, just a few weeks after we got our first new car, we started motoring around just to see what was going on. And then we rode towards a small two-lane road, which I used to get to the radio station, which I worked. And at some point, this is really dark, they didn't have street lights or anything, we suddenly felt a wave of fear, or at least I did. And I said, you know what, I have to get out of here. So I found a convenient way to make a U-turn, and I did, and that was it. It happened once. Now, I don't know if I had stayed there, what might have happened, maybe nothing. Maybe it was all my imagination. Maybe it was due to the fact that I was not an experienced driver and certainly not experienced driving at night. But it was really weird when it happened.
It could have been some sort of psychosomatic or psychological, fear welling up inside you.
Possibly.
Yeah, you had no external stimuli to put you in that place.
Not that the dark. Not that I am consciously aware of.
No. Well, the...
Now, let me give you a location here. This is a small town in Alabama, Tuscumbia, which is part of the Quad Cities in the northwest part of the state, near Muscle Shoals. Of course, we all know Muscle Shoals. It's a home of the famous Muscle Shoals Sound Studios, where at the time we lived there, they were doing sessions with Percy Sledge and Aretha Franklin. That's a whole other story. Really. And I was too dumb to know about all this.
Wow, that's going back a ways there, dude.
It's going back a ways. Late 60s.
When a man loves a woman.
Well, we have to pay a copyright fee now for what Chris just did. He's going to write out a check.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't quit your day job. But, you know, Chris is obviously a professional musician. He's just goofing on us, right? Of course. Okay.
Well, Rick Hall and I think Fame Studios?
Yes.
Right. Because there were two studios. All is
Muscle Shoals Sound Studios, Fame Studios, and it's complicated to explain what is what. The point being here, some of the greatest music of all time was recorded there. Even Paul McCartney years later, recorded there. The Rolling Stones recorded there.
Brown Sugar.
You're right. Amazing place. But we don't have time for that because this is the PowerCast. Our guest is Kathleen Martin. She heads up abduction investigations for the Mutual UFO Network, where she was named the 2012 Ufologist of the Year. She's been at this game for 25 years. Let's find out what she's learned. Let's do a little myth-busting. And, of course, she'll answer your questions. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Kathleen Martin joining us on the Paracast today, but before we get to her, before we ask lots of questions, including the ones you've posted, listeners, let me remind you that we have a second radio show we'd love you to listen to.
It's called After the Paracast, and there's an easy way to do it. You sign up and join the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com to learn more. We give you the ad-free version of this show, and people complain about the ads, but remember, networks make money from ads, so that's how the system works. But if you don't want them, we charge you a modest subscription fee to get rid of them. We offer additional incentives to join the Paracast Plus, like After the Paracast. We've begun to add show transcripts, and the video's coming, Chris, right? The video's coming, right?
As a matter of fact, I've been working on it this weekend. I'm going to be working on it this past weekend, rather. I'm going to be working on it today after the show. And hopefully by the time the show comes out, we'll have at least a teaser clip.
Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Now, Kathleen Martin has been at the UFO investigative game for 25 years. And she's written three books that we've talked about. Captured, the Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience. Science Was Wrong with our friend Stanton Friedman, and The Alien Abduction Files with Denise Stoner, who, of course, is an abductee. Very fascinating. Kathleen, welcome back to the Paracast.
Thank you. Great to be with you again.
I'm looking at this picture of you back in 2012. It's like a little Oscar from a distance, doesn't it look like that?
Yes, it does. The Mutual UFO Network awarded me the Researcher of the Year Award for my work for MUFON.
Well, Chris, we're going to give the Trickster of the Year Award. Right, Chris? Seriously.
Yeah, we should do that. Sounds like the Trickies. I like it.
Hey, we can develop something called the Trickies. We'll have to have the artwork done. And each year here at the Paracast, we'll give away a Trickie.
Right. We can have it 3D printed.
Hey, this sounds like fun. Yeah, one of these big 3D printers, you can churn out these things real fast. You know,
the Trickies. I like that. Good idea, Gene.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll patent that idea. The Trickie, every year from the Paracast. Kathleen, as you know, the abduction research field is very, very polarizing. Back in mid-October, we had Dr. David Jacobs on here. And we've had him on the Paracast before. And there are controversies there, but this time, everything went over the rails. People love him. People hate him. People think he's the devil incarnate. A lot of that due to this controversy over this test subject of his from New Zealand, who has spent, I guess, the last 8 years trying to bring him down. You know, I don't know what to say about it, except I try to take a middle-of-the-road approach that we need to look at all different theories and give them their due to find out what's going on.
What happens, Gene, when you do that?
Yes.
You set yourself up as a target for both ends of the equation.
So this way, instead of trying to do this calmly, everybody hates me. Kathleen, yeah. You must have encountered some of this going forward in your research. How do you deal with it?
Well, I have to say that I don't know the answers. I don't think anybody does. Some people think they do. But I am a scholar, a student of all of this, and I do the best I can to try to make sense of it. I realize that people are very polarized in their views. There are many people who have this black and white, all or nothing mentality. And I just don't have that. I see the shades of gray in all of this. And I'm not going to jump off the fence to one side or the other until I have more answers than I have right now. And, you know, we're in a very, very difficult situation because many, many experiencers are traumatized by what they've experienced. They find that this is very negative. They're frightened. They're taken against their will. There's no consent given. There's no way to stop this from occurring. Having your implant removed is not going to stop it. Moving is not going to stop it. There's really nothing you can do. you're sort of a helpless victim on that end of the spectrum. You're being used and abused. You're a laboratory rat, and there's nothing you can do. On the other end of the spectrum, you have the individuals who believe that this is all an agreement that they made at a soul level, that they volunteered to be part of this experiment with Greys and others who are coming here to learn more about Earthlings and to help to improve life on this planet. They talk about the ascension. They talk about the wonderful future of the Earth with the aliens' help. In between that, we have a broad spectrum of individuals who are a little bit confused, who don't know all of the answers, who can see both sides of the story, who can see the emotionality about all of this and realize that human emotion plays a very large part in our perception of the events that occur in our lives. It's very, very difficult to be part of all of this. And I have been criticized for being on the fence before. And, you know, so be it. I am not going to jump to one side or the other just because somebody doesn't like the fact that I haven't made up my mind entirely.
Okay, let's focus on a couple of the different viewpoints here. And let me know what you think. So Dr. David Jacobs, I guess to some degree the late Bud Hopkins followed his point of view here, is that the aliens are here to create a hybrid race, and part of that agenda, according to Dr. Jacobs, may be to take us over. So this is a pretty horrendous thing. Now, we have about 50 seconds before we have to break, so I'm going to ask you very quickly to give me a reaction, then we'll flesh it out in our next segment. So what do you think? Do you think that E.T.'s here to make a race of hybrid aliens to assume control?
My goodness. Well, regardless of what side of the spectrum you look at, both are saying that the aliens, to some extent, are creating a new kind of human, a type of human that is more benevolent, a type of human that is more caring and less violent, a type of human that can feel the emotions of other people and the impact that they have upon other people.
Let's go more into that in our next segment with Kathleen Martin and Jean and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Chris, of course, is adding his best hybrid voice there. It's a hybrid of I don't know what. Kathleen Martin joining us. We're talking about the different approaches to abduction research. Now, let's just, for the sake of argument, assume that we have an extraterrestrial race creating an idealized hybrid race, human, alien, with all the bad things we do, the tribal wars, all the nasty stuff we do, white-collar crime, whatever it is, kind of massage that out of us. Now, what's the purpose and end game here if they're creating this halo of a race here, this wonderful, peace-loving people? Are they going to replace us or just infiltrate our society? What?
It depends upon whose opinion you listen to.
Of course.
In terms of my opinion on that, from the information that I have received from what I believe are credible individuals, they do not state that they are attempting to take over life on Earth or to change us in an incredibly large way. I certainly would never want to live in a society that had a hive mentality the way they do. I don't think that any of us would want to do that in a society where everything occurs at more of a cognitive level than in the kind of emotionality and full body spectrum that we have as humans. However, you know, you have to realize that we killed nearly 200 million of our own kind in major and minor wars during the 20th century. We exploded dozens of atomic weapons. What they told Susie Hansen, an experiencer from New Zealand, is that when they saw that occurring on Earth, they actually saw the Earth's magnetic field exploding outwards, reverberating throughout the solar system and into the galaxy, and that this was a very bad thing.
Let me ask you that, though. This is a claim made sometimes. Is there any scientific evidence that our nuclear weapons tests could impact anything other than Earth?
I don't know if there's scientific evidence of that or not. If there is, Stanton Friedman has not mentioned that to me, and I haven't read it anywhere. But that is what this experiencer has been told, and she's sort of on the other end of the spectrum from David Jacobs.
This is what bothers me about this whole thing. If E.T. is so all-powerful, why can't they come here and enforce their wishes on us?
What they have been telling the experiencers that I've worked with is that they are working quietly in an attempt not to be too disruptive to human society. They say that they take individuals at night when they're sleeping in order to reduce the level of trauma that humans are experiencing. Now, the other side could look at that and say they're doing it at night to try to prevent you from knowing the damage that they're doing to you, and your level of trauma is still there as a result of what is occurring to you at a subconscious level, even if it isn't occurring consciously. We have this dichotomy, and we really don't know what is going on. But these ETs are explaining this as if they are benevolent, as if they are caring about the Earth's people, but very, very concerned about our malevolent behavior. Very concerned that if we continue on the same course, that we could create an environmental disaster that would lead to our extinction.
And why believe them? Why should we believe E.T.? They say that to us, if it is E.T.
It's a funny thing. Bud Hopkins said to me, Kathy, never trust an E.T. Never believe a word that they say. Yet, so many individuals do trust and do believe. And if you look around the Earth and you look at the behavior of humans on Earth, it certainly is very troubling.
It's certainly irrational, too. I mean, we've reached a point in our society where people will recite bald-faced lies as if they're true. And people will accept it. And I'm not going to get too involved in the 2016 presidential campaign in the U.S., but you get the picture here.
Yes, absolutely. And it's very unfortunate that our society has taken this turn. When I was growing up, you could believe what your neighbor told you. You could make a deal on a handshake. In the town that I grew up in, we didn't lock our doors. We didn't lock our car doors. There was virtually no crime that I was aware of. It was a small town. It wasn't a big city. I'm sure it was different in the big city. But if I go back to that same town now, there are crimes being committed. You have to lock your car. You have to lock your house. You're not safe walking down the street at night. So we certainly have taken a turn for the worse. And I don't know what the answer to that is. We've certainly lost our concern for our fellow human beings on a societal level. Yet we have so much goodness going on at the same time. Think of the goodness that Mother Teresa, for example, bestowed upon this world. Think of other leaders who have been so kind and so fair. Martin Luther King, for example. So you have these wonderful examples of human beings that we look up to, yet our society is crumbling at the same time. And I think that a lot of this has to do with drug involvement. We have a very huge problem in this country. Last night I heard on the news that the state of New Hampshire, the state I grew up in, the state where we didn't have to lock doors and where we had almost no crime, has the most serious heroin addiction problem in the United States.
Of course, that raises a question we really won't deal with here, which is why people become addicted to drugs. I mean, just mild stuff, where someone drinks a beer or maybe has another kind of drink, like something that's shaken, not stirred, if you know what I mean. Or maybe smoke something on a rare occasion, isn't harming themselves. That's part and parcel of our experience. When it becomes extreme, it gets difficult. All right, yes. We're talking about these extreme interpretations of abduction events, and we'll get into more of this as we progress. The other thing I've asked about before, and maybe you can consider this, and this goes back to John Keel, and this reflective factor that researchers of paranormal events attract the cases they believe in that validate their theories. And I kind of think of this way in looking at the work done by Dr. David Jacobs, who feels all the cases validate what he does, or a Dr. Leo Sprinkle, where E.T. is nice and warm and fuzzy. What do you think?
I do think that experiencers gravitate toward researchers who will confirm their experiences.
So in short, what that means is by doing that, by going to researchers who seem to confirm their experiences, they are leading the researchers to conclude that's what the experience is, that there are no variations, and maybe therefore make them more skeptical, or it puts them into a little bubble where it's like a loop system where they're being fed back what they expect to come out of this research. We'll get into more of that and the implications in a moment. Kathleen Martin joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, check out After the Paracast, our second radio show, the ad-free version of this show, all offered if you join the Paracast Plus. At plus.theparacast.com, we also offer free ebooks for long-term subscriptions. More content coming. We have show transcripts being phased in. We have a couple of the most important shows of the nearly 10-year existence of the Paracast. The transcripts are posted already. Videos are coming more. Check it out. Really low subscription rates at plus.theparacast.com. We have abduction researcher Kathleen Martin, and we were talking here about what these abductions might mean, whether ET's here trying to help us, not to harm us, to send us on the straight and the narrow. Now, one thing that's raised occasionally in UFO research is the human race. Was the human race actually at one time seeded by ET, explaining maybe the appearance of the so-called ancient astronauts, that we are, in a sense, ET or ET's experiment? And if that's the case, wouldn't ET, if they came here today, feel in ownership of us anyway?
They probably would, if that is true. And if you go back to the statements that were made by Major General Samford back in 1952 at the largest press conference since World War II, and this was in July of 1952, after so many UFOs were seen over Washington, D.C. And what he stated to the press is that throughout human history, this type of phenomenon has occurred. It's been seen in the skies. They couldn't explain it, but it appeared to be real. It appeared not to be harmful to humans on Earth. And then he spoke about a sighting going back into the 1840s, I believe it was. And then he spoke again about how in 1934, UFOs started to be seen in Sweden, and that the Air Force had taken an interest in this because credible people were reporting incredible things. So the Air Force at that point was admitting that these things were going on. Perhaps they have been guiding us. Perhaps they seeded us. And perhaps they have checked up on us from time to time throughout our history. And after the wars that occurred during the 20th century, particularly in the mid-century, with so many weapons And the development of more technology, the development of nuclear weapons. If I were looking at a science project that I had seeded on another planet, I think I'd be concerned. And I think that I would probably watch, and I would wait, and I would be very careful, and I would determine whether I was going to let these idiots just kill themselves and wipe out life on this beautiful planet, or if at some point I was going to intervene, and how I would do that. Would I want to attempt to bring about small evolutionary changes in these individuals by perhaps taking them on board my craft and doing genetic experiments and perhaps changing their, altering their DNA to a certain degree? I would have to be very, very knowledgeable about genetics. And apparently these ETs are, from all of the information that we've received. And some of this is from conscious recall. I'm not saying that all of this is retrieved through hypnosis. There are experiencers who do remember their experiences, and some credible people as well.
Well, and if you would say that to David Jacobs, he would say that they're making it up, that they're not real events, that that does not conform to...
You know,
I had a conversation with him when I first met him, and I said I had an incredible case. The woman had quite a bit of her experiences she could recall. And Jacob scoffed and walked away, muttering something about, well, she's just hoaxing you, or she's punking you, or whatever. And so it's kind of hard to reconcile one methodology and one set of beliefs around this phenomenon by a researcher that totally negates anything that doesn't conform to his what he considers his foregone conclusions. So have you ever mentioned to Jacobs that you have cases where your experiencers actually have conscious recall?
I certainly have. I have spoken to David at length about his the methodology he uses in hypnosis, and also about conscious recall of experiencers. And he did tell me that he believed that conscious recall, it was not actual recall, and that the recall retrieved through hypnosis was more valid than the conscious recall. Well, I have used hypnosis only on individuals who had conscious recall and evidence. I would never hypnotize anybody who didn't have conscious recall and evidence, and hopefully another witness, so that I, who had amnesia for part of this, and that so that I could compare the statements of the two. And that's what I did in the case of Ed and Denise Stoner. They had conscious continuous recall for the beginning of this abduction that they had. They had the conscious continuous recall of being in one location and then 3 hours later finding themselves in a completely different location. It didn't register on their odometer. It had been daylight, bright sun, when they were taken, when they were returned to a new location 40 miles down the road. It was pitch black, and they were freezing. There were people on the other end who were waiting for them to serve them dinner, and obviously they ended up being very, very late, and it was very distressing for everybody involved. But what I want to say is the conscious recall remained the same under hypnosis. Maybe you could fill in a few more details, but it remained the same. I do not believe that conscious continuous recall must be incorrect. If it's a dream that's recalled, that's something different. But if you're talking about conscious continuous recall, I think that it is more valid than information retrieved through hypnosis, particularly if leading questions are asked, and that's not something that I ever do.
Now, that also, that's also, by the way, Kathleen, an issue where we got into kind of discussion with Dr. Jacobs, because he makes a couple of points here. To him, hypnosis is just relaxation. He doesn't seem to believe in a trance state or anything like that. And second, he says, there are no leading questions if you ask someone something that leads them in a direction that is other than what they believe their experience to point to. They'll simply say, no, that's not what happened. You cannot ask leading questions, according to him.
Well, if you look at the transcripts of hypnosis session, if you ask an individual a pointed question, let me give you an example. This is what I do under hypnosis. Let me use Denise as an example again. She stated, well, at this point, she found herself standing on the craft. This is after she was taken in. I didn't say, look around and tell me what you see. I didn't say, what was the lighting like? I said, do you see anything? If I said, look around and tell me what you see, she could confabulate, because I don't know if her eyes are open or not. Now, that's the point I try to make. You can, and David said, well, Kathy, will you get any information if you don't ask questions? And I said, well, it's because I only build upon what has already said. And I say, what happened next? Do you see anything? That sort of thing. And it takes longer, but I think it's purer. I really...
Non-specificity?
Let's have the answer to that question in our next segment. Kathleen Martin with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.